Speaking a day after the 27-21 vote in the Foreign Affairs Committee approving the resolution, Pelosi reaffirmed her determination to see it come to a vote in the House. Some 224 House lawmakers have signed on in support of the measure, which Pelosi and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer say will be brought up at some point before the House is due to end its current session, likely next month. Pelosi told reporters at her weekly news conference that congressional resolutions on Armenian genocide have been put off with various justifications over the past 20 years. There is never a good time to acknowledge that genocide has taken place, she adds, whether in the distant past or in the present.
While that may have been a long time ago, genocide is taking place now in Darfur. It did within not such in recent memory in Rwanda. So as long as there is genocide, there is a need to speak out against it.
In the wake of the committee vote, Turkey temporarily recalled its ambassador in Washington for consultations, a traditional method of diplomatic protest. In Washington, Egemen Bauş, a member of Turkey's governing Justice and Development Party and an advisor to Turkey's prime minister, called the House committee vote a mistake and warned of consequences. But Congresswoman Pelosi hopes U.S.-Turkish relations will remain strong.
The U.S. and Turkey have a very strong relationship. It is based on mutual interest. And I, with all the respect in the world for the government of Turkey, believe that our continued mutual interest will have us grow that relationship. This isn't about the government, the Erdogan government. This is about the Ottoman Empire.
Pelosi dismissed suggestions of any connection between the House resolution moving forward and Turkish government plans toward a possible military incursion into northern Iraq against Kurdish rebels. Wednesday's House committee vote highlighted the divisions across party lines on the resolution, with 8 Democrats voting against and 8 Republicans voting for the measure. At the White House Thursday, spokeswoman Dana Perino reiterated President Bush's hope that the resolution will go no farther in the House.
The president has expressed on behalf of the American people our horror at the tragedy of 1915. But at the same time, we have national security concerns, and many of our troops and supplies go through Turkey. They are a very important ally in the war on terror, and we are going to continue to try to work with them, and we hope that the House does not put forward a full vote.
In its reaction on Wednesday, the State Department expressed regret over the House committee vote, saying it may do grave harm to U.S.-Turkish relations and to U.S. interests in Europe and the Middle East. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.